It also becomes apparent that cylinders and cones, these developable surfaces, have the advantage that they're curved as opposed to a flat plane. They're curved in a direction, one direction, so that they can be designed to follow the curvature in the area that's to be mapped. And if a larger portion of the ellipsoid is to be mapped, several cones or cylinders may be used together in the same system to further limit distortion. And that, of course, is how it's done with state plane coordinate systems. You don't generally have one cone or cylinder that's used for the entire state, but rather a collection of cones or cylinders, one for each zone. And a cylinder or cone defines a zone. That's the approach that was used in the original and current design of state plane coordinate systems in this country.